Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Ahead of what looks to be a fairly cold and damp weekend, we're going to be discussing some wintry meals that might warm you up. To talk with me on this one, I'm joined now by TV chef and culinary lecturer and my old Ireland AM pal, Edward Hayden. Hiya, Edward. Lovely to speak to you.
Kira, it's like the grand reunion. How are you going, my lord darling?
All the better for hearing from you. How are you going to make our weekends a happy, warm place full of comfort? What are you feeding us?
Doesn't that always happen with food? And I think there's nothing like food and the sharing of food to bring joy. I must tell you, I was going to tell you about the kind of the cold weather and all of the things. But you know what I got yesterday evening? I got a lovely invitation to come down to my friends, Sean and Claire Carthy, down here in Our Lady's Island. I've just had a lovely dinner, which I'm now going to suggest to people is a great thing to have, because as you know from our Ireland AM days, I love the shared dining. So we're just after having a lovely fajita feast. So lovely salsa, lovely chicken and veg stir fry, warmed tortilla wraps, homemade wedges. And listen, it would actually make your heart weak.
Particularly if you don't have to cook it.
Well, listen, if you don't have to cook it, it's certainly a joy. But for those that are cooking, you know, I think something like that, you know, because food really is at its best when it is being shared, Kira, regardless what it is, whether it's a packet of sweets or whether it's your kind of Sunday roast. Food is lovely to be shared and to kind of enjoy it. So to savour what someone has made or to kind of savour serving it to people as well. So something like that would be lovely. But it's certainly the weather for kind of, you know, starting to think about your winter warmers, your slow cooked meats. Bring out the slow cooker. If you're so inclined, I have now decided for my life, a slow cooker works really well if you're out of the house all day. I think if you're in the house, it does nothing only wreck your head because you have the whole day with the smell or the aroma of the dinner cooking, but yet you don't actually get any food for hours and hours and hours.
So what actually works well in the slow cookers? Because sometimes I find the food that comes out of them a bit bland, to be honest.
Yeah, well, do you know what I actually did in it last week? And it was absolutely divine. I put in a couple of lamb shanks, I put in a couple of carrots, I put in a bit of onion, and I put in a little bit of turnip. And then I just put in a little, maybe about 100 mils of chicken stock or something like that. You do need to put in your aromatics, and I would agree with you. So you do need to add things in to give it a bit of flavour. So things like your carrots and your onions are great aromatics.
Oh, we seem to have lost Edward there. He's gone back to his chicken fajitas and his warmed tortillas, he's saying. Some of the other things that Edward has recommended for a cold, wet weekend like this is going to be is a beef casserole, a stew, a curry, a nice Sunday roast he's talking about, some roast rib of beef, roast chicken with potatoes and vegetables. I think it's the kind of weekend where people actually spend a bit of time and put a bit of energy into their food and effort into their two. You're back with us, Edward. What are the non-negotiables, do you think, or the little secret ingredients that can elevate your average, as I was saying, your stew, your casserole, your curries, your nice Sunday roast? What can you do to just give it that, you know, that je ne sais quoi?
Well, I think if we're to look at the Sunday roast, and maybe that's the invitation to your listeners this evening, Kira, is to kind of start planning your Sunday roast. I mean, I think there's nothing like a chicken. I think it just brings you back to that sense of nostalgia. If you have a local butcher and you're in a position to support your local butcher, buy the chicken. That extra couple of euro is certainly worth it in terms of getting that flavour. But then make a lovely stuffing. Make a lovely simple stuffing, your butter, your breadcrumbs, your onions, your herbs, whether it's a bit of parsley and thyme, put it in there. And then I would love to just do some really crispy roasted potatoes, you know, parboil them for 4 or 5 minutes, shake them in the pot then when you drain them, put them in the hot oil. And the veg, I mean, I think it's all the trimmings that we love. It's the same if you're having a curry, you love the trimmings, same with the roast. So again, I love the roasted vegetables. I love vegetables anyway. So this time of the year, obviously things like your carrots and your parsnips and your onions are really good. So parboil those, big chunks of them, put them into your water, then put them onto a tray, drizzle them with maybe a little bit of apple syrup or maple syrup or honey, bit of rapeseed oil, and just cook those in. Again, you're just giving that big injection of flavour and textural interest. Because then you maybe might go down the mash route as well for your veg or for your potatoes. But I mean, really, it's the gift of time when you're kind of cooking. To give things the gift of time always benefits it in terms of flavour. And then your lovely roast gravy, maybe put it in with a bit of lovely, a little drop of red wine in it or things like that as well. And of course, the secret ingredient, Ciara, in all of these things is a little injection of love when you're making it. You know, want to do it. And that you can taste it. I really believe that. I know it sounds funny. I really believe when you spend that effort and time in doing it, you can taste it.
All right, Edward, I'm going to let you go back to the wine you must have been having with those fajitas a little earlier this evening. Edward Hayden, lovely to speak to you as always.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.